The president made a couple points. First, he said he wanted a security review of both the Republican National Convention, which starts tomorrow, and obviously there are fresh concerns about whether or not that's secure enough, and an independent review of the Secret Service's security procedures to see if anything went wrong here, because obviously there are significant questions already raised by how this could happen. And then he said, he said the government doesn't really understand what the gunman's motive was yet, and he urged people to give the FBI time to figure that out, that this is going to take some period of time. They will work fast, but it will take time. And he essentially urged patience on that front while the investigators do their jobs.
What can you tell us about progress in the investigation so far and what investigators may have learned about the suspected shooter?
So it looks so far as if the gun used in this attack was purchased legally by the suspected shooter's father, not the gunman himself. And it also, investigators found explosive material, they're declining to say so far exactly what that was, in the shooter's vehicle and at his home. It's unclear if those were fully functional devices, but it was explosive material. So that is another indicator that, you know, causing death and destruction was something this person may have been thinking about for some time.
We know that investigators are searching the home, they've searched the vehicles. What would be the next turns in this?
Well, look, it's very early stages, right? And investigators, they are pouring a lot of resources into this. And so, you know, you want to understand every single thing this person has ever said or done, but particularly in recent months. And so a lot of it's asking the public to come forward. Anyone who's met this person, anyone who's talked to this person, especially recently, they want to hear from their entire online presence, every you know, sort of conversation or chat room they've ever been in. They want to go through that and understand it. And, you know, one thing to keep in mind is that assassins, wannabe assassins, don't always necessarily act out of a political motive. You know, John Hinckley, who shot Ronald Reagan, didn't act out of a political motive. That doesn't make it any less awful. But it's worth keeping in mind that assassins often have their own motives that don't make a lot of sense to the outside world.